"That just leaves me," he said. His breath was hot on her face. "Why me, Ione?" "Because you're not quite normal." "What?" The intimacy shattered. Ione tried not to laugh. "How many big strikes have you had this year, Joshua?" "It's been a reasonable year," he said evasively. "It's been a stupendous year, Joshua. Counting the electronic stack, you found 9 artifacts, which netted you a total of over 8 million fuser dollars. No other scavenger has ever earned that much in 1 year in the 180 years since Tranquility was germinated. In fact, no other scavenger has ever earned that much, period." I checked. "Someone earned 600,000 fuser dollars in 2532 for finding an intact Lamel corpse, and she retired straight away. You are either amazingly lucky, Joshua, or..." She trailed off, leaving the suggestion hanging tantalizingly in the air. "Or what?" There was no humor in his tone. "I think you are psychic." It was the flash of guilt which convinced her she was right. Later she made Tranquility replay the moment countless times, the image from its optically sensitive cells in the mock marble walls, providing her a perfectly focused close-up of the flattish planes which made up his face. For a brief second after she said it, Joshua looked fearful and frightened. He rallied beautifully, of course, sneering, laughing. "Bollocks!" he cried. "How do you explain it, then? Because, believe me, it hasn't gone unnoticed amongst your fellow scavengers, and I don't just mean Messrs. Neves and Sipica." "You said it. Amazingly lucky. It's sheer probability. If I went out into the ruin ring again, I wouldn't find a single strike for the next 50 years. She stroked a single finger along the smooth skin of his chin. He didn't have any stubble. Facial hair was another free-fall irritant Geneering had disposed of. "Bet you would." He folded his arms behind his head and grinned up at her. "We'll never know now, will we?" "No. And that's what's made me irresistible to you. My X-ray sight?" "Sort of. It would be useful."
"Just useful?"
"Yes."
"Why? What did you expect me to do for you?"
"Make me pregnant." This time the fright took longer to fade.
"What?"
He looked almost panic-stricken. "Make me pregnant. Psychic intuition would be a very useful trait for the next Lord of Ruin to have."
"I'm not psychic," he said petulantly.
"So you say, but even if you're not, you would still make a more than satisfactory genetic donor to any child, and I do have a paramount duty to provide the habitat with an heir."
"Careful, you're almost getting romantic.
You wouldn't be tied down by any parental responsibilities, if that's what bothers you. The zygote would be placed in zero tau until I'm reaching the end of my life. Tranquility and the servitor house chimps will bring it up."
"Fine way to treat a kid."
She sat up straight, stretching, and ran her hands up her belly, toying with her breasts. "You couldn't be any more unfair to a male, especially when he was naked and trapped below you."
"Why? Do you think I turned out badly? Point to the floor, Joshua."
Joshua reddened.
"Jesus! Will you do it?"
Ione picked up the nearly empty liquor bottle. "If I don't turn you on, there is a clinic in the St. Anne Starscraper which can perform an in vitro fertilization." She carefully let a single drop of Norfolk tears fall onto her erect nipple. It stayed there, glistening softly, and she moved the bottle to her other breast.
"You just have to say no, Joshua. Can you do that?"
"Say no. Tell me you've had your fill of me. Go on." His mouth closed around her left breast, teeth biting almost painfully, and he started sucking.
"What do you think?" Ione asked Tranquility hours later, when Joshua had finally sated himself with her. He was sleeping on the bed. Ripples of aquamarine light played across him, filtering in through the window. High above the water, the axial light tube was bringing a bright dawn to the habitat's parkland.
"I think the blood supply to your brain got cut off when you were in the womb analog organ. The damage is obviously irreparable."
"What's wrong with him?"
"He lies continually. He sponges off his friends, he steals whenever he thinks it won't be noticed, he has used stimulant program illegal on most Confederation worlds,
He shows no respect to the girls he has sexual relations with. He even tried to avoid paying his income tax last year, claiming repairs to his spacecraft were legitimate expenses. But he found all those artifacts. I admit that is somewhat puzzling.
Do you think he attacked Neves and Sipika?
No. Joshua was not in the ruin ring when those other scavengers disappeared.
So he must be psychic.
I cannot logically refute the hypothesis, but I don't believe it.
You, acting on a hunch.
Where you are concerned, I act on my feelings, Ione. You grew inside me, I nurtured you. How could I not feel for you? She smiled dreamily at the ceiling. Well, I do think he's psychic. There's certainly something different about him. He has this sort of radiance. It animates him more than any other person I know. I haven't seen it. It's not something you can see. Even assuming you are correct about him being psychic, why would your child retain the trait? It's not exactly something sequenced into any known gene. Magic passes down through families the same way as red hair and green eyes. This isn't an argument I'm going to win, is it?
No, sorry.
Very well. Would you like me to book you an appointment in the St. Anne Clinic's administration processor?
What for?
An in vitro fertilization.
No, the child will be conceived naturally, but I will need the clinic later to take the zygote out and prepare it for storage.
Is there a specific reason for doing it this way? In vitro would be much simpler.
Maybe, but Joshua really is superb in bed. It'll be a lot more fun this way.
Humans!